call the board of work for May 11th. The approval of the April 27th minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
And we'll second. Department head reports.
Steve Eamon, Parks Department. On Arbor Day, the 24th of last month, and thank Ron Live, the tree board, the mayor, Mr. Parsley, John McConnell, and Jenny Jewell in the third grade class from Tecumseh. They came out to plant a Canadian cherry tree over by Rainbow Beach as part of the Arbor Day. And I want to thank them for coming out. This weekend is Relay for Life. The guys will be working really hard at the end of the week at the Great Park. Make sure that goes smoothly. This past week, we started cleaning the pool. We started filling water in today. It'll take all week, and then this will be in on Saturday or Friday. Start calibrating all the chemicals. Our opening date is May 27th, which is a Wednesday, so roughly 2.5 weeks. We're making all of our preparations right now to get that ready. We've got some special events throughout the course of the summer. In June especially, we've got 3 or 4 days of the radio station to be doing remotes. We have a Father's Day special. We have, of course, a July special. We have a military special. So all these things will be published on our website and in the press as we get closer. And I think that's it. Do you have any questions?
Police Department.
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. The police department's currently up to just over 4,000 calls for the year. Obviously, we had a pretty major incident in the last few weeks since the last time we met. I would, take an opportunity now, and I have earlier, to compliment a lot of my staff on lots and lots of hours that they still continue to put in to get that all wrapped up. So we have had a lot of overtime in the last few weeks, as we should on that type of case. Our Chevy Tahoe, that it's been in the accident, it is back in service and taken care of. We are currently still on hold with a build date for our two Dodge Durangos from out of Westport. And we also have our project with the Vincent's Community Schools vehicle that's ordered that they should be in just any time, kind of waiting for them to pop up on their computer screen. But we have equipment ordered for those and decaling and all that stuff ready to go. Other than that, we got a lot of training going on. The guys have the bicycles up and ready to go for summertime, which will be nice with the events coming up. We have the relay and several parades and rendezvous, obviously, around the corner. So we're gearing up and ready for the summer's events. Thanks.
With spring has come mowing, and we've the last 2 weeks we have mowed all the city's right away and the CSX right away, and several people who didn't want to mow their yards.
Good engineer.
Second Street's moving right along. We've implemented our maintenance and traffic. Currently, we're closed off on the northbound lane from Main to Broadway, but we'll be added to that probably later this week. Milling off the asphalt surface and removing the sidewalks and curbs along there. That'll be continuing probably for the next couple weeks along that east side of the road, all the way from Main, eventually all the way down to Hart. We have maintenance, traffic, and detours. Worked through some local issues over the last couple of days and got those ironed out, so I think we're in pretty good shape now. I'm hoping to advertise for the 2015 paving project in a week or two, so I'm drawing in on the final details on that. Kimmel Road Extension, the survey was completed, I think, last week. Providence Land Group was a sub consultant for United Consulting on that project. And I also, Ford Road Extension will be opening bids tonight, item H on the agenda. One thing I didn't get on the agenda in time, but I need to request like a 90-day temporary parking in front of the Old National Bank building on Third Street between Bus Run and the exit to their drive-thru. Currently, it's a yellow curb. With the closure we have on Bus Run between Second and Third, they've requested those, I think you can fit maybe three cars right there in that spot. I'm requesting that we make a temporary parking allowed there. We already have a sign in place that was ordered with the project, so I just want the formality so that any cars that park there don't get ticketed.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we allow for temporary parking in front of the Old National Bank building, entrance at Third and Bus Run, for a 90-day period commencing tomorrow.
And I will second it. I'll abstain. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, move on to old business. First up is, well, kind of fine, but.
Do you live here?
I feel like I do. Brad Dale, Knox County Shrine Club, asking for permission to hold a bucket brigade at three intersections on June 6th this year. 7th and St. Clair, 6th and Willow, 15th and Hart.
Okay. What are the times on that?
Maybe 10 to 2.
10 to 2?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so a motion that the Shriners be allowed to have a bucket brigade on June the 6th at three intersections, Washington Avenue and St. Clair, 6th and Willow, and 15th and Hart, from 10 to 2 on that day.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, gentlemen.
Thanks.
Sorry, I missed last meeting.
Sorry.
We have another one at 6.
Next is stop sign placement at West Hollow Center.
That was previously on our agenda, so should we just remove it?
Yes.
A motion to remove said item.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move on to new business. Trailblazer 5K, Senior Olympics, and Banner.
Hi, I'm a member from Generations Area 13 Agency on Aging. I would like to ask permission to hold our 5th annual Trailblazer 5K. We did have to move it up a week because of EU starting a week later. So it's on August 15th. And Generations was also approved by a National Senior Olympics 50 and fit for active athletes to be a regional site in Indiana. We would be the 6th site, and we would be the nearest location within 200 miles of Indiana. So we're projecting to bring in around 500 athletes. We would be considered an open state site, so athletes from Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio could participate. We're hoping to get hotels involved. We got up to 13 venues that we did a survey throughout our community. Out of the 25, we picked the top 13. Majority, 75% of our games will be held on campus where we live, Generations lives. Then we would have horseshoes with Steve, archery with Mama at Wabash, and shuffleboard would be in Davies County. They put in a bid for shuffleboard. So games such as pickleball, 3-on-3 basketball, bowling, golf would be in Bicknell. The games would be played at age groups, for example, 50 to 54, 55 to 59. If there's not enough athletes in your age group, you would move down an age group. That's always seems to be the first question is, I'm 80, am I going to be playing against a 50-year-old? So we hope to be, and I also requested for banner, street banner request.
So, Dan, you got those in locations and everything?
Yes, validates. Okay. And they have insurance too, so they're all covered.
That's good. So from us, you basically need permission for the banners and to hang them on there. Are there other specific?
There'd be road closure for horseshoes. Is that correct? Are we closing anything for cycling?
Are you still doing cycling, Ed Ray?
We're 50% sure we're still doing cycling. My contact that was, or my coordinator that was originally doing it is in the process of finding someone else. So we're hoping to have it early enough that Sunday morning that it won't affect anybody too bad.
As soon as I find out.
Okay.
Yes,
so we'll make a motion to approve the hang of banners for the senior games and the Trailblazer 5K on the following dates and locations: June 15th through the 29th on College Avenue, June 30th through July 12th on 2nd Street, July 13th through July 26th on Washington Avenue, and July 27th through August 10th on Hart Street.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Good luck with all that. That's a very nice presentation. Yeah. Thank you for everything
you
sent out to us.
Next is Knox County Vincent River Road Zoning Program.
You're kind of slacking, haven't you? Haven't been doing anything lately, have you?
Just sleeping a whole lot.
Yes.
Good evening. I'm here to talk to you about the Wabash River Heritage Corridor Commission's River Road Sign Project. This is a project that's actually been in the works for many years now, but we're finally trying to get this moving forward in the commission. So part of what needs to happen is the Board of Works of every of the 19 counties that border the Wabash River, along with the county commissioners of all those counties, have to approve the routes that are proposed by the commissioners for each county. So I've given you a copy of the proposed routes and what the signs would look like. So I'm basically asking you to consider putting the signs up inside the city to designate a river road route. They would have to be installed by the city street department. The signs themselves will be free. The commission will pay for those, but the posts and the installation will be taken care of by the street department.
Okay. So Bryce, are you familiar with the proposal and what's entailed here?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. You have any concerns about the sign locations or what the department would be asked to do? So then there's an accompanying resolution here. Is that, that is what the commissioners, that's just what the commissioners passed. You don't need to do anything with that. That's just more supportive of the project, right?
Yeah, well, if you guys will pass that, and then the county commissioners will also pass theirs, that way the Heritage Corridor Commission knows that both bodies have agreed to.
Okay. That. So Dave, is this something we should do, or is this something the council should do?
I think you can do this.
Okay. And so this would be, do we need a number on this? We need a resolution about the banners, I think.
This would be two.
This would be number two. Okay. So have you looked this over?
Let's say yes.
Okay. And knowing I can tell you that as long as we've got some thoughts and nice press on teams, we'll make a motion to, I guess we need two separate motions. One is that we'll, Robert, are you finished or do you need to say more?
I do want to say that timeline on this, by July, the commission hopes to have these resolutions from all of the counties, which would mean that all of the routes will be mapped out.
Okay.
I don't know how long after that we will get the signs, but so like I said, this has been in the works for a long time, so they want to get this done. So we're hoping by the end of this year, we should actually have the physical signs in our hands.
Okay.
if you wanted to do a resolution, it wouldn't be this one.
It would not be that. Okay, so we'll do that next. So we can do that next meeting, you take that under advisement?
Yeah, if they want a written resolution, we'd have to prepare one. This is for the county commission.
Okay, all right. So we will recommend that the city attorney take the language that you presented us.
Next one, too.
Present us with a formal resolution next time, is that okay?
That's fine. Do you want me to come back to that?
Sure.
Okay.
And then we'll also do something about the signs tonight.
Some of those that are actually located on that state access.
Yeah, and the state access ones will be taken care of, will be installed by the county highway department. We're still waiting on NDOT's agreement.
Okay, so in my proposal, I would say that we will recommend that the proposed River Road signage locations within the city of Vincennes will be established with your office and Mr. Anderson's office's collaboration. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye. Great. It's great work.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Congratulations on everything else coming on.
Next is National Water Mill Drop.
Got the legacy project seal there on his documentation on the first.
And in addition to your patent, I sent that to Dan, or to your property, or the official. No, it's beautiful.
Rick Lindbergh, representing the National Water Mill and Drop Committee. And in case you missed the news media, the National Water Mill and Drop Committee recognized that the city of Vincennes and the county of Knox probably, if it didn't exist, Indiana wouldn't be a state. You have to get here before you can get there.
Right.
And recognizing that it was the bicentennial year for the state, and that they were going to celebrate, we thought it was only fit because Vincennes being the city of first in about everything, along with Knox County, that the first bicentennial celebration be held here. And to be first, you have to do it at the stroke of midnight. And we only have an event at the stroke of midnight called the National Water Mill and Drop.
Right.
So we wrote up our application to be a bicentennial event with some additional flair for the National Water Mill and Drop this year. And the Bicentennial Commission, with some help of some members, approved our project. So the National Water Mill and Drop will be the inaugural event to kick off the bicentennial celebration for the state of Indiana.
All right. That's worth it.
Hopefully we'll bring some additional attention statewide to the great city of Vincennes, the county of Knox, and the great agricultural region around here. And we'll change up the watermelon drop things to offer some new things this year, I'm sure. But to do that, we need to start somewhere, and our permit for the George Rogers Park grounds is in the process of being drawn up again. Okay. And we're again asking for the city's help, mostly in the same format as we have for the last 8 years.
Okay.
And you have the list there, which is almost exactly as it was for the last couple of years, okay. Actually.
All right. So I think what we'll do, in deference to time and the intimate detail that's been displayed here, that we'll request approval of the as submitted plan for the watermelon drop, which is very similar to what's been asked in the past to be adopted in its entirety.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Governor.
Thanks, Ray.
Next is partner request for main enforcers, Larry Dunn.
Larry Donovan, McDonald and Donovan. We are completing the project for the Pioneer Oil Company. In fact, they're moved in. And we've still got a little bit of work to do on the inside, but for the most part, they're moved in. And we'd like your consideration to grant a handicap parking place there on the corner of 4th and Main. and possibly a visitor parking space around the corner on 4th Street, right around the corner on that area. So it would help make traffic flow a little easier, and then for any handicapped visitors they have there at the business, they could come right in, because there's access right there on that corner.
See about moving the handicap parking spot from the end of the block up to this, and then we'll take on advice and put a request for the parking on 4th Street and see if there's anything we can do to the city and the mayor, so there's something there.
Okay.
So I'm just going to do what we need to do. So you want to make that in the form of a motion, Mayor?
Sure.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. By the way, Larry, really looks fantastic. There's not, any better words, I'm sure there's better words the newspaper can describe, but it's a wonderful addition to that town area.
Thank you.
Great neighbors. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Larry.
Next is temporary alley closure for block party.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Deborah Fisher, new resident. You've got this in your pocket. I'd like to close off the alley that connects East St. Clair and East Sycamore for the sole purpose of a block party with our target date of June 5th. And you notice that I've put in a rain date. I'm not saying it rains a lot here, but a rain date next night. To commence at 5 o'clock and be done with everything at 11 p.m. that same day.
Okay. Chief, do you know any concerns in that neighborhood or any problems you can see with, we're talking about an alley closing on the East St. Clair and East Sycamore streets. Do you see this map or?
I have not. I can
Just make sure. I can't imagine that there'd be.
No, I don't think there'd be
any problem. It's mostly used by the residents.
Yeah, sure.
And the residents are all invited to the block party, and then yes, this is
right, exactly. It's just for those 12 houses. So we're looking at probably between 30 and 40 people max.
Sure. Okay. So we'll grant the request for temporary closure of the alley that connects East St. Clair and Sycamore Street for a block party to take place on Friday, June 5th from 5 to 11 p.m. with an alternate date due to inclement weather for Saturday, June 6th.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay.
For what's the next step?
Yeah.
Great.
Next is the Clair City Property Service. And this is, I will have the city attorney. This is the current property out at the Showstack property at Surplus. Correct?
Correct. This is some former wetland that the city doesn't need. Unfortunately, we found someone who needs it more than the city. So there's a, if that land is declared surplus, the city would do a like-kind land exchange with Mr. Yoakum's holding company. And in exchange, he would donate a strip of ground he's recently received from Kohl's, so that the RDC could put in a road between Ford Road and Hart Street. To
Brad, you're up to date on that.
But first, we need to retire this surplus property, correct?
That's correct. And I would add that the properties have been appraised and legal descriptions have been prepared, and they're, although the dimensions are slightly different, the evaluation came back that they're nearly equal in value.
Okay. So how do you want to make that determination?
Make this motion to declare the property at, call that Ford and?
Yeah, I would just say that the motion would be to declare the property that's listed in the municipal warranty deed from the city of Vincennes to PA&J Real Estate LLC as surplus.
Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
The next is accept donated property to the city of near equal value.
And that's just...
Yeah, there's a...
Paulie Oakham.
Yeah.
In exchange for this project.
Ed Cummings has prepared an exchange and agreement to indicate that the city would be exchanging nearly equal value property, which I mentioned in the municipal deed, and we would accept a warranty deed from PA&amp;J Real Estate LLC. And title work would still be pending, but both parties believe that neither piece of property is encumbered in any way, but we would be obligated to clear title if something were to show up during a more thorough title search. And we have the deeds prepared and the agreement, so... I got them too. We got them.
Okay. So the motion would be to accept the donated property from Mr. Yocum as described by the city attorney.
I'll second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
And also to accept the like-kind exchange agreement, which was part of that.
Right. Anything else you need to say, Ed?
I don't think so. We'll just get the documents signed.
Okay, great.
Do we have, guess, the closing date for that?
As soon as they sign it, it's closed.
That's it?
Yeah.
Great.
That's have to be recorded.
Yeah. This is another one of those nice things that's happening in the area, so we appreciate the new look and what's coming on the Archery Corner.
Can I get a heads up when that's recorded so that I can fill the road out?
Now, you're not going to fill the road on a wet spot, right?
No. That's not ours anymore.
I know the owner, and he may let you start any time.
So. Okay.
Next is open bids for Old Ranch Housing Project.
Yeah, my ground surplus, except the donated property.
Yeah, and then this is the bids to build that road on the water. Just wanted to be up to speed here.
You're ahead of me.
Kerms Excavating LLC has submitted a bid for $191,900 even.
Next is Wabash Utilities.
Wabash Utilities has submitted a bid of $196,113.45.
And the last one is Milestone.
Milestone Contractors LP has submitted a bid of $223,155.40.
And we just make the motion that these other guys are going to do.
So moved.
Second. And all in favor?
Aye.
Nothing under miscellaneous. We're just in the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And our adjournment.
John.